Welcome to episode 1213 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week on our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, we continue to explore lessons learned from reflecting on miracles of Jesus, recorded in the Gospels.
This sunny afternoon, we find Jesus and his closest followers in Capernaum. Not too long before Peter, James, and John had seen Jesus transfigured, they had been in the presence of Moses and Elijah. They had heard the very voice of God, the Father, and they had witnessed Jesus heal a demon-possessed boy whom the other disciples had been unable to help. And they had heard Jesus utter these disturbing words.
The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day.
They are still marveling about these things when their thoughts are disrupted.
Look up, Peter. We have company.
Yes, I see. Tax collectors.
Good day, sirs.
What can we do for you?
We have come to inquire about the temple tax.
Does your teacher pay taxes?
Of course he does. What a ridiculous question.
Very well, then. The time is almost due for the tax to be collected. 2 drachma.
Go away and bother somebody else.
Shalom, Peter, John.
The tax collectors move on, and Peter walks into the house. As soon as he does, Jesus confronts him.
Simon, what do you think? When a king levies taxes, who pays? His children or his subjects?
What? Who pays? His subjects.
Then the children get off free, right?
Indeed.
But so we don't upset them needlessly, go down to the lake, cast a hook, and pull in the first fish that bites. Open its mouth, and you'll find a coin. Take it and give it to the taxmen. It will be enough for both of us.
When Jesus and his disciples arrive in Capernaum, collectors of the temple tax inquire of Peter, "Does your teacher not pay the 2 drachma tax?" This annual tax, rooted in Exodus 30, 13 to 16, was meant for temple upkeep. Every Jewish male over 20 was expected to contribute. Peter, perhaps caught off guard, immediately answers, "Yes," though he has not yet consulted Jesus. When Peter enters the house, Jesus initiates the conversation, revealing he knows what has been asked without being told. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or others?" Peter responds, "From others." Jesus replies, "Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea, cast a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. When you open its mouth, you will find a coin. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself." This is one of Jesus' most unique miracles. No healing, no dramatic power display, just a simple act that combines divine provision, humble submission, and quiet authority. It stands out because it is not about a crowd or desperate need, but about navigating everyday life with heavenly wisdom. Unlike feeding 5,000 or calming a storm, this miracle unfolds in private. We are not even told the outcome explicitly. Matthew doesn't record Peter going to the lake or finding the coin. The implication is that he did, and Jesus' word was fulfilled. The miracle's subtlety is striking. There's no fanfare, no audience, no sweeping proclamation. Yet in this small moment, we see profound truths about Jesus' identity, mission, and character. Let's get deep. What does this miracle reveal about Jesus? First, Jesus knows our needs before we ask. Before Peter could even explain the situation, Jesus raised the topic. His knowledge of the conversation outside reveals his divine insight. He is not a teacher guessing at circumstances. He is the omniscient Son of God who sees beyond walls and hears unspoken words. This reminds us of Jesus' teaching in Matthew 6, verse 8.
Your father knows what you need before you ask him.
The coin in the fish is not just provision for a tax. It's a gentle assurance God is aware of the practical, mundane needs of our lives. Nothing is too small for his attention. Second, Jesus reveals his true identity. In his question to Peter, Jesus makes a profound statement about his identity. From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tax? From their sons or others? When Peter answers, from others, Jesus declares, then the sons are free. Here, Jesus subtly claims divine sonship. If the temple is God's house, then as the Son of God, he is exempt from the temple tax. The miracle becomes a revelation. Jesus is not just another teacher or rabbi. He is the unique Son who stands in a different relationship to the Father and his house. Third, Jesus models humble submission without compromise. Even though Jesus has every right to claim exemption, he chooses to pay the tax.
However, not to give offense to them, go to sea and cast a hook and take the first fish.
This reveals deep humility and a commitment to avoid unnecessary stumbling blocks for others. Jesus does not compromise his identity, but willingly submits to a custom he is not obligated to follow for the sake of peace and witness. This balance of authority and humility models how we live as God's children in the world. Free in Christ, yet willing to yield rights when it serves love in the gospel. Fourth, Jesus provides in unconventional ways. The method of payment is unusual. A coin in a fish's mouth. Jesus could have created money from thin air or asked Judas, the treasurer, to pay from the group's funds. Instead, he chooses a miraculous provision that requires Peter's participation. This shows us that Jesus' provision often comes in ways we don't expect, requiring trust and obedience. Peter had to go to the lake, cast the line, and open the fish's mouth. The miracle came through action and faith. It reminds us that God's supply is often tied to our willingness to follow his instructions, even when they seem ordinary or strange. Fifth, Jesus cares about the mundane. A temple tax is not dramatic. It's not life or death, not as emotionally charged as healing or deliverance, yet Jesus engages with it fully. This tells us Jesus cares not only about our crises, but also about the daily details of life. Bills, responsibilities, obligations. In the coin and the fish, we see the God who provides for both the extraordinary and the ordinary. He is Lord of the miraculous and the mundane. Sixth, Jesus involves us in his work. The miracle could have happened without Peter. Jesus could have handed him a coin. Instead, Peter casts the line, draws the fish, opens the mouth. Jesus invites his disciple into the process. This is how Jesus works with us. He provides, but he also invites participation. He teaches us trust, obedience, and partnership with his purposes, even in small things like catching a fish. What does this mean for you today? Trust Jesus with everyday needs. This miracle reminds us no need is too small to bring to Jesus. He is interested in the details of our lives, from major crises to minor obligations. Balance freedom and submission. Like Jesus, we are free as children of God, but love sometimes calls us to lay down our rights for the sake of others. This story challenges us to consider where we can yield for the gospel's sake. Look for God's provision in unexpected places. The coin in the fish's mouth teaches us to stay open to unconventional answers. God's provision may not come the way we expect, but it will come according to his wisdom. Be willing and ready to participate in God's work. Jesus' invitation to Peter shows that our obedience is often the vehicle for his miracles. Where is God asking you to cast a line in faith? The coin in the fish's mouth is a quiet miracle, but its lessons are profound. In this small private moment, Jesus reveals his divine sonship, his humility, his provision, and his care for even the smallest details of our lives. He models how to live as children of God, confident in our identity, willing to yield for the sake of others, trusting the Father's provision, and participating in his work. This miracle invites us to trust Jesus not only with the grand crises of life, but also with the everyday obligations and needs. It reminds us that he is both the God of heaven and the Lord of the lakeshore, the Savior who provides coins and fish and grace in abundance. Father, we thank you for Jesus, who reveals your heart in every miracle, big or small. Teach us to trust you with both the crises and the daily needs of our lives. Help us walk in the freedom of your children while living with humility and love for others. Open our eyes to your provision in unexpected places and give us obedient hearts to follow where you lead. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.